every prophet, there is what you call a mantle activation. What activates his mantle? What would activate the mantle of Elisha? It's not the same what would activate the mantle of Moses. The mantle of Moses was activated through a rod, a stick. And the mantle of Elijah was activated through a cloth. So wherever a cloth is involved, you will see miracles happening in the days of Elijah. So when Elijah met Elisha, he threw a cloth. Just by that cloth he threw on Elisha, the Bible says there was no preaching, no teaching. It was enough for Elisha to leave his farm and followed him. Just by a cloth. When Elijah was going up, he said, just check. Just look at me. What you see coming. Pick it. When Elisha was about to cross the river Jordan, he took the cloth of Elijah. When Elijah was about to overtake, when he spoke to the king, he said, run, for it is raining. He took a cloth and tied in his waist. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
Similarly, Moses, it was a stick throughout. Because his mantle was activated through a stick. Are we?
Yes.
And now you check Samuel. Samuel's mantle was activated through oil. So Samuel meets Saul, he pours oil. He meets David, he pours oil. Everywhere is oil, 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 oil. Because every ministry in the prophetic church, there is what activates the mantle of that ministry. So we have people in the same ministry who don't even know the revelation of, so what am I doing in this ministry? That's why there are people who, they do not understand the prophetic. And they'll be like, no. It's not proper. You don't need oil. In fact, if they were in the days of Moses, they would have attacked the stick of Moses. If they were in the days of Elisha, they could have attacked the cloth. All you need is just God. You don't need it. Because they do not understand that every prophetic ministry has what activates it. There is no any prophet in the world who does not have a mantle that activates that mantle. If you show me one, whether in the Bible or anywhere else, I will tell you that he does not exist. Any prophet in the Bible, anywhere else, there was what activated. Unless there were those prophets which were sent for kings to speak to kings. Even those, I can tell you what was their mantle activation. I'm talking to somebody, right? Including David himself. What was activating the mantle of David? So you find out that David will not do anything without worship. And worship would just move David in a special way. I'm talking to somebody, right? So whenever I tell you about oil, when I say oil, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about because I do it. I anoint myself. And I know what God spoke in my ministry. He said, every time you minister, every time anyone else in your ministry, they are ministering, whenever they shall use this oil, I shall move. And I shall back this mantle by the oil. Well, today we're talking about thrones. Say thrones. Say the war of thrones. All right, so let's go into the scripture. We're going to have a little bit of what I was teaching last night and show you, because this weekend we are having very serious, terrible warfare. And I'm looking for people who are saying, I will not give the devil a room. Not again. Completely will dismantle the enemy. And if you remember very well what I was sharing last night, we actually spoke about the word throne. For purpose of those who you are just joining us, you didn't join last night. The word throne comes from a Greek word thronos. The word thronos represents a domain, dominion, authority, governmental structure of rulership, kingship. It is not a chair. It is a certain jurisdiction of leadership, organizational power, force. When they say that this man, he is on the throne, it does not mean he's sitting on a chair. It means he's in charge. He has power. Now, what happens is, what the devil has been fighting God with from day one until today is nothing. But the devil wants his throne to be relevant. So I'm here. He wants his throne to be what? Relevant. He wants to show that he's also powerful. From the scripture we read, chapter 14, verse 13.
For you have said in your heart, I will ascend in heaven, into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit.
I want you to see something here that is very important. We saw this yesterday, where the devil's ultimate purpose and goal is to have access, position. It is to have worship, authority. The scripture says the devil said, I will ascend into heavens. And what was the purpose? I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. The word north there is the word heaven. Whenever you hear in the Bible the word north, they are talking about heaven. Promotion comes from the north. North is heaven. So the devil's ultimate purpose and goal was to exalt his throne. I told you yesterday, and all angels in the Bible, there is only one angel who the Bible says had a throne, and was Lucifer. You will never read any place where Michael had a throne. There is no place where the Bible says and Gabriel has a throne. But Lucifer had advantages. God loved him. He gave him a throne. He gave him wings different from others. The scripture speaks how beautiful they were. Not only that, he had access to diamonds, to gold. The Bible says that he was actually walking on precious stones.